Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 7:25 to 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 25 to 31. Now about virgins, I have no command from the Lord, but I give a judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. Because of the present crisis, I think that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you pledged to a woman? Do not seek to be released. Are you free from such a commitment? Do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. But those who marry will face many troubles in this life, and I want to spare you this. What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not. Those who mourn, as if they did not. Those who are happy, as if they were not. Those who buy something, as if it were not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of the world, as if not engrossed in them. For this world in its present form is passing away. My theme for reflection is learning to live whole before the ring. Learning to live whole before the ring. A friend once joked that African weddings are less about love and more about logistics. If you survive the planning, she said, you can survive the marriage. We laughed. But beneath the humor was a truth many silently feel. That marriage has become a cultural milestone by which worth is measured. For many, especially young women, the absence of a wedding ring can feel like the absence of identity. Paul in 1 Corinthians 7:25 to 31 speaks into a world not unlike ours, where marriage was considered not just desirable, but essential. Yet he writes something almost scandalous. Because of the present crisis, it is good for a man to remain as he is. His point is not to despise marriage, but to remind believers that the ultimate fulfillment of life is not in the state we are in, but in the God we belong to. Paul's crisis is not a passing famine or political unrest. It is the cosmic shift ushered in by Christ. The world has changed. Time itself has been shortened. We now live between the cross and the crown. And in that in-between, every human institution, marriage, work, mourning, pleasure, must be seen through the lens of eternity. The present form of this world is passing away, Paul insists. In other words, don't turn temporary things into eternal expectations. But let us bring this home. In many African societies, and indeed across the world, singleness is treated like a malfunction, a spiritual defect that must be corrected. Families whisper, pastors probe, and peers pity. Some women internalize this so deeply that they begin to mourn their singleness as if they were bereaved. And yet Paul's counsel cuts through the noise. Remain as you are, if you can. Not because God opposes marriage, but because marriage is not salvation. It does not complete you. It only complements what God has already completed in you. I think it was Karl Rahner, who once said, in the torment of the insufficiency of everything attainable, we finally learn that here in this life, all symphonies remain unfinished. Marriage is one of those unfinished symphonies. It brings joy and pain, laughter and labor. It cannot bear the weight of our ultimate happiness, only God can. There are also those who thought they found Christian love, only to discover deceit, manipulation, or abuse hidden behind pious language. Paul's words hold grace for them too. God has called you to peace. The peace of God is not found in remaining enslaved into misery in the name of religious duty, but in living free under the Lordship of Christ. So whether married or single, Paul's reminder is the same. Live as if your joy does not depend on this world's arrangements. Live as if Christ were enough, because he is. When you rest in that truth, you will find that contentment is not a consolation prize, it is a crown of maturity. For the anxious, for the waiting, for those who wonder if life is passing them by, hear this. You are not behind schedule. You are right where grace has placed you. God's timing is not a delay. It is a design. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how have cultural expectations shaped the way you measure your worth or completeness? Number two, what will it mean for you to live with joy and gratitude as you are, trusting that your season has purpose? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, write a gratitude list of five things that make your current life season meaningful. Thank God for them and pray for grace to live joyfully now, not when something changes. Eternal God, teach us to live free from anxiety and comparison. Help us to rest in your timing and trust your wisdom. Heal the hearts of those who wait and strengthen those who walk alone. May our joy not depend on status, but on you, the giver of all seasons. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.